Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Peter in California has had a leak in his basement. What happened?
Well, I live in a 20-year-old building, and on one side of the basement wall is sheetrock, behind which is a solid cement foundation wall of about 10 feet. And it started leaking, so I took the sheetrock off, and lo and behold, when they poured the concrete, we have there what's called a cold joint. That is, the workman went home for the day halfway through the foundation and poured the second half the next day.
Oh, right. So it didn't actually join properly.
Yeah, does it have like a gasket in between it?
No gasket. It was just the way they did it. So it leaks there, and it's been patched 100 times with caulking and cement. It leaks right through.
Well, what's on the other side of that wall? Is it the yard? Is the yard out there?
A solid hill, dirt, rock, and a guy's house with it. A walkway. I'd have to jackhammer through to get down to it.
Now, is this solid hill with the guy's house above grade? In other words, are you on the downside of this?
Above grade.
All right. Well, but I mean, you're on the up. You're on the downhill of it, I presume. Yeah. Well, I mean, the problem here, Peter, is gravity. And you, my friend, are on the wrong side of the Isaac Newton's equation. What you have to do is intercept that water before it gets to that space in the wall. And if it is solid concrete, you may actually have to break up some of that sidewalk. What I would do in a situation like this is something called a curtain drain, which basically is a trench filled with gravel that has a perforated pipe in it.
And it diverts the water away from the foundation and deposits it somewhere else.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the guy's walk is about the level of my ceiling, so it's up there.
Yep. And the water is collecting against the wall. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a gutter on the side of your house? Does he have a gutter?
No gutter. It's the walkway, and then it hits my house, and there's the foundation wall.
Well, wait a minute. Now, does your roof dump water on that sidewalk, too?
Yeah, the north side of the wall goes up three stories, up.
Well, that area where his walk is?
Yes.
Could your roof use a gutter in that space? And the reason I'm asking you this is if you can reduce the amount of water that's falling on the sidewalk.
That area.
Yeah.
You might solve this problem.
Less water coming. Frankly, I've noticed when he watered his tree in his backyard.
That happens all the time.
Well, he left the hose on one night, and sure enough, it went down through the dirt. Not the sidewalk, the dirt.
It's a water management issue, Pete. It's not water coming up, it's water falling down. So any place that you can try to collect that water. Now, certainly, if you don't have a gutter on that side of your house.
Put one on.
And intercept all the water that's landing on the sidewalk.
And make sure that downspout isn't put on the side where you have the problem.
Yeah.
Make sure that downspout goes somewhere else.
Is there anything I could put on my side of the wall to seal that crack?
Well, you could. I mean, if you cleaned out all the old stuff and just got a good clean coat of silicone in there, a silicone caulk would is probably the best sealer for concrete.
Oh.
But still, you can put your finger in the dike, but you can only hold back the water so much. So, but really, anything you can do to reduce the flow against that part of the house is going to make a difference here, including, getting him to be a little more courteous with the sprinkling and putting a gutter on and things like that. But if you have a situation where the house is so much higher than yours and a lot of water is getting dumped on you, the hardcore solution here is a curtain drain, and that will solve it. But
now, what about that drywall in the basement? Was it up against that foundation wall, or was there?
And I pulled it away, peeled it back, and there's the foundation, and there's the leak, there's the seam.
So there was no stud work behind it that pulled it away?
Yeah, there's studs. There's stud work.
But directly upon the cement wall, or was it?
Yeah, there's a cement wall, then the studs, and then the one layer of sheetrock on my side of the office.
Well, when you put the sheetrock back, don't put sheetrock back. Don't put regular gypsum back. Put this product called Dens Armor back.
D-E-N-S.
It looks like drywall, but it's covered with fiberglass. It's made by Georgia Pacific, and it doesn't rot, so it can't grow mold.
Yeah, because I've got a lot of mold down here.
Yeah, don't replace it with regular drywall. That's mold food. Don't feed the mold.
The last thing you didn't recommend is when I sell the house, sell it as is.
That's always a strategic first step, you know. That's like the opening bid in the poker game. Sell it as is. You can always come back off of that, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you very much for the
You're
advice.
You're welcome, Pete. Good luck with that. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974. You know, the truth is, Leslie, that sometimes it's not you that causes your home improvement problems. It's your neighbor.
And you can't always control them.
No, you certainly can't. But there are a couple of things, it sounds like, that Pete can do to reduce the volume of water against that wall. Who's next?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.